The Camp Hill Hudson Players will be performing their second original comedy, Food Talks, at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York on April 12th. Camp Hill is an in-residence program for adults with developmental disabilities. Director Jody Brooks devised the show with the help of the players. Each short vignette focuses on different aspects of food systems in Columbia County, such as food waste or the struggles around healthy eating. Jody joins us this morning with Camp Hill Hudson director Nathan McLaughlin, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Nathan and Jody to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
A delight to have you both here. So, Jody, let us begin with you of how this particular performance, the second comedy, came about.
After last year's Portraits of Us, we began working last summer, and the way in which we work is, yes, we wanted to talk about food, and we feel very passionate about food in Camp Hill Hudson, in Camp Hill at large. Clean food and healthy food and food that makes your body feel good is really important to us. And of course, living in Hudson, there are many, you know, we have an abundance of local CSA farms in our area. So I wanted to make a comment on that. And so we began working with this theme of food and healthy eating. Yeah.
So what has it been like to work with, to put this work on and to put it all together?
Well, it's been fantastic. So really the way that we work is, it really depends on who the participants are in the group. So who the actors are that we're working with, and we devise the work around their skills and their talents. So it's really allowing the unique core personality and spirit of the individual to shine through. So that's why there are so many different unique vignettes which enable that to shine out. So,
And we will get to Nathan here in a second to describe some of this for us. Talk about how this partnership came, how this whole thing came to be of doing these programs.
This particular way of working,
yes,
with the drama? I think it's very natural. I went to a Waldorf school growing up for my whole life, and now I'm the program director here at Camp Hill Hudson for the last 7 years, and it's very natural for me to see the core spirit of the individual, and so to bring that out and to celebrate that in a comedic way is really my whole way of working and the core essence of Camp Hill Hudson, which I'm sure Nathan will speak of.
All right. Yes. Speak about that. Talk about the importance of Camp Hill Hudson.
Sure. Yeah. Camp Hill Hudson's part of a worldwide movement of communities that support children and adults and seniors with all sorts of abilities. We're a unique Camp Hill because we're on a quote unquote urban Camp Hill, if you consider Hudson an urban area.
Sure.
I do.
Yeah.
In that we're, yeah, really living and working and playing together right in the city of Hudson. We're also a little bit unique because we're not living on large rural properties. You know, we're in town, but we're sharing a lot of the same principles you might find in a more rural Camp Hill community, relationship to food being one of them and relationship to the earth being another. That's really important to our work. So we're headquartered there in the city of Hudson, and we're providing residential services. We're providing day services, but we're also an intentional community of people. So we're all living and working together, which is quite outside of having a job.
Sure. So in an intentional community, so define that for us and
sure,
how it works and how projects like this fit into that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, intentional community for us, and sometimes I describe it to people as, you know, we all live in communities, and it might be your neighborhood, right? And you might go to your neighbor and borrow a cup of sugar. But in a Camp Hill community, it is much more than borrowing a cup of sugar. And we build really true connections to one another and all make a really strong choice to do that by joining a Camp Hill, you know, and really commit to one another that way.
So when you're directing, give us a sense of what that is like and putting these projects together and,
sure,
and vignettes and getting the right people for the right things.
Sure.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. So my role in Camp Hill is really the executive director of the organization. So my role is to try to get people in the right places and to try to encourage programs that I think will bring forward the spirit of the community. So my role here is really supportive, which is to acknowledge what the theater work means and to give Jody all the tools she needs so that she can cast the right people and, you know, get the right sort of script together.
So it, but it is, but again, it's, I mean, one part of a very large whole. Then.
It's exactly. And it's a very public way for us to show, you know, what we're doing every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when, what challenges does that give you then when you're working on this, Jody, of putting all this together?
Well, the group of people, the cast, you know, so it's a group of all abilities, and I absolutely love working with our friends, and they are full of color and energy and vibrancy, which, you know, can be challenging at the best of times, but is to enable them to support them and help them bring their best selves to the forefront. Again, that's really, I think that's really the successful formula of this work, is that it's not that someone is filling a role, is that we create and design the scene around that person. So if someone maybe isn't verbal, then we create a slapstick, you know, physical piece of theater. Or if someone isn't necessarily excellent at learning lines, then his role will be mimicry, and then, but he, yeah, shines in that particular role. So that's really, it's a different way of working, I think.
And the, so it, it gives, yeah, it is a different way of working in the sense of that you have the abilities and you say, okay, this is what would work in this case. What do you think holistically and looking at it as a whole, an audience gets from that experience and what they learn, not only about the subject at hand and the people performing this work, but also Camp Hill as a whole?
That's a good question. Our last piece, our first piece, Portraits of Us, that we performed last year at the Hudson Hall, and then we toured to 10 different places, really had a large impact on the audiences. We performed it in two different schools, and I got feedback from teachers saying that children had come forward with stories about having a brother with special needs that they had never talked about before and were able to open up because they were able to relate to this play so much. So I know from many, many different testimonies that people have said that it enables them to feel like the human spirit by their own humanity, by seeing what our friends are doing up there on stage.
Nothing wrong with that, of figuring out the human spirit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good that's a pretty good result. Nathan, how about your thoughts on that, of what you hope that people learn about your partners and also the Camp Hill as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the greatest tools I've seen since I've been in Camp Hill. I've been in Camp Hill about 13 years to bring that message to people, and there's a lot of message there. This particular piece, I think, would be really useful in schools, particularly for young children, to learn something about nutrition and where their food comes from in a way that is comical,
yeah.
But not made fun of, you know, and it's a way that they can also then connect a lot of things. Like sometimes they're walking down the street and see someone that looks different than them or walks different than
right.
them, and look at what they're capable of doing, you know. So these plays do a great job of combining those elements to bring forward the true mission of Camp Hill, in my opinion, is to open a dialogue with people about all these issues. And I think society's made a lot of strides forward in that. And Camp Hill, we're just trying to be a part of that conversation, you know, and to bring forward that people have a lot of different abilities and mm-hmm. can do lots of great things.
Can I just, I'm just remembering Portraits of Us, a scene which was very significant and poignant. There's a scene where everyone talks about their strengths and their weaknesses, and they're personal and they're true. And I think people really appreciated hearing this truth on stage and then reflecting back on their own, you know, strengths and weaknesses, because of course we all have them regardless
of course.
Of, you know, age and ability and everything.
Go ahead.
There's one main component I feel like I need to just share about the play, in that it is 15 different unique vignettes, which all vary depending on the people who are in them. But a main part of it was the collaboration with my multimedia artist Marcella Legrave from Magnetic Video Lab. So much of the piece has a lot of contemporary footage, which just gives it a different tone,
And I know we didn't, but as far as what it was about this subject that you thought, oh, this is something we really can dig into.
Well, Camp Hill Hudson, and Camp Hill at large, is very passionate about eating, you know, local food and food that we grow on our own farms. And around Hudson, it's rife with fresh vegetables, and it's something that we can relate to. And I think the city of Hudson is a very foodie city. You know, there's a lot of food and restaurants and people selling their local food. So it just seemed very poignant.
It's all good stuff. It is happening, and let me get everything right here. It's happening on April 12th at Hudson Hall, and it's called Food Talks. It's the Camp Hill Hudson Players will be performing their second original comedy, Food Talks, at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, on April 12th. You can find out more information by going to hudsonhall.org, hudsonhall.org. Anything we should add?
It's free.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
but
that's a good one.
They should make reservations. Last year, it sold out.
Excellent. So make reservations, find out more information, and you can do all that by going to hudsonhall.org. Jody Brooks, director and devised the show. Thank you very much. And Nathan McLaughlin is the director of Camp Hill Hudson. Thank you both. What a great pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Have a great night on the 12th.
Thank you.
April 12th at Hudson Hall, hudsonhall.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.